Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jesse Minter met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Great day for the Ravens. Shout out to Zay Flowers. You know, when your best players are just the right type of people and they bring the right just mentality and everything marries together, like those are the type of guys. It's such a great thing when stuff like that happens for them. Nothing better as a coach than to see those guys get what they deserve. And, you know, so really happy for Zay and excited for him. And just, again, I can't wait to see him thrive in our offense. And then second day in pads, I thought there was a lot of good back and forth. Started off with a drive. Thought the offense started off really strong. Made a couple really key plays. Had a third and long that they were able to convert. And then some really good back and forth the rest of practice, which we love to see. So good day. Open it up for questions.
Did you find out about Zay?
Yeah, on the right about, you know, that it was getting there, you know, maybe towards the beginning of practice. And so, again, really cool. Really cool to see.
Is that why you didn't practice?
Yeah, it was, you know, I think it was towards the finish line, you know, and I think that there's just, you know, being in that position. And then when something like that happens where it's really, like, you know, life-changing to, I think, to be smart for that particular day, knowing the emotions probably running through Zay. So I expect him to be out here back and ready to roll tomorrow.
Jesse, I know it's you can't compare to last year, but do you feel like since you've been here, he's really sort of embraced that mantle of being the number one receiver, one of the veterans in the room, all of that stuff you expect to go along with a deal like that?
I really do. And it's just by how he operates and, like, the positive energy that he brings. I do think he takes great pride in being a leader in that room and you know, wants that room to be great as a whole and not just him, which you love for your key players. So he just keeps being himself and, like, letting that naturally happen as he just continues to make plays and become a leader for us. But he's certainly headed in that direction to being one of just the pillars of this organization.
Kind of enamored with Zay even before he got drafted. Now that you've been able to see their on-field chemistry, their off-field chemistry, I mean, how important is that for the team to have in place?
Yeah, I mean, I think any quarterback would certainly want, like, you know, it's one thing to have chemistry off the field, and then it's one thing to have it on the field, and I think when you have both, it makes it really, really special, and it has the ability to go to, like, a ridiculously high level. So they do a lot of things together. They train in the off season. And I just feel like they push each other and they try to pull the best out of each other. And that's what you want from guys. And so to see that connection, you know, it's really special and it's fun to watch those two work together.
Jesse, I know it's one practice rep and he's a rookie, but how impressed were you with the one-handed catch by Jacoby Lane and just, you know, kind of envisioning what that could look like for your offense?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, we talked a little bit about yesterday with the guys just, like, being able to bounce back and, you know, like a second and long turns into a third and long. And then somebody has to make a play. And sometimes just keeping your head down, going to the next play, making a play can change the momentum. And so that was a great play by Jacoby. He's continued to flash and make those type of plays as anybody. You know, you're always searching for consistency and down after down. But, again, talked about it. Like, the more he shows – Lamar that he's making those types of plays, the more trust they build, and that's really what training camp and what practice is all about.
Jesse, going back to Zay real quick, how difficult was he to prepare for as an opposing defensive coordinator?
He's really, really hard to prepare for because he has, like, the capabilities and the skill set to play all over the offense. There's some guys that are slot receivers and you kind of know where they're going to be and you can do things to maybe take them away. He's really good from a set alignment playing outside. He's really good in the slot. He's really good on the move whenever he has the ability to motion. He can beat press. He can beat off coverage. He has a really good feel when people are double teaming him even of how to attack leverage. So he's tough to prepare for and certainly glad he's on our side. I mean, it's like, I feel like there's, and especially the trend right now on offense, I would say, I don't know, maybe over half the league is obviously doing some more under center, some more like condensed formations. And so I think it's like the ability to take that guy, put him in a lot of places to get him the ball. So it may not be that guy that lines up outside and it's every play is a one-on-one situation, but it's a guy that, you know, affects defenses by motioning, affects defenses by being on one side versus the other. He has that ability because he can not only take the top off the defense, he can catch the underneath stuff. He's elite with the ball in his hands after the catch. There's so many different ways to have him affect the game. And, you know, that's what he is for us.
Hey, Jeff, speaking of one-on-one, the one-on-one matchups, wideouts, and DBs, and the individual stuff, what do you as a coach of staff look for?
You know, I think it's just the competitiveness. It's making plays in front of everybody. There was a couple different – so, like, the regular one-on-one period, it's a chance to really work on a technique, a corner to work on a certain press technique or an off technique. And then at the end, we really try to make it a little bit more like, here's the down and distance. So now it's like, now you kind of can put yourself in that rep of what's the situation in the game, how aggressive you can be based on, you know, the types of routes you're probably getting on a 3rd and 5 versus a 1st and 10 where maybe the whole thing's open. So fun to see those guys make plays and go against each other. And, you know, it's like, hey, answer the bell when your number's called. Whatever the situation is, answer the bell. I thought some of those young guys made some nice catches in that period, both of those tight ends.
Jesse, what did you saw some reps at the end that looked like one-on-one pass rush reps, and then it looked like we only saw 3. Was that some sort of a game offense?
That was really just, again, like putting guys in position in front of the team, answer the bell, guys that you're maybe, you know, wanting to see where they're going to land in the pecking order. So it was again, just fun to see those guys compete and match up. It's one-on-one pass rush. It's sometimes really challenging to, you know, if it's not a quick win, like there's the pocket push and all that. So just really want to see the guys compete. And I thought both sides did some good things right there.
Justin, we saw Nate Wiggins had a kind of scary moment that played in. Did he just get the wind knocked out of him basically at the end of it?
Yeah, he made a great break on the dig route, made a great play. Another guy's breaking on the same ball, which, you know, you hate to see, but obviously happens. Wind knocked out of him. Took a minute to kind of recoup and ended up coming back in later in practice.
Yeah, two more for Jesse.
What's your thoughts on training camp fights? Is there punishment if people get involved? Is it something you like to see because it shows the buy-in, and how do you handle it?
No, I don't really like to see fights. I mean, to me, it's if in a game, if you fight, you get ejected. Look, like there's times where, you know, tempers rise and competitiveness happens. I think there's a level that it can stay at, you know, a little bit of back and forth where we can get the guys back from each other. But to throw a punch or to do whatever, that we're not going to have that. You know, that person's not going to be in after that. But again, like, you know that stuff, like there's a realness to it. There's a competitiveness to it. You certainly don't want to tone down the competitiveness. But at the end of the day, it's like, if it's something that in a game gets you ejected from the game or you're no longer able to help the team, then to me that's not how we want to operate in practice.
Is that something you would talk to the team about before the joint practice?
Yeah, definitely. And I think those things, you know, we're going to have a couple great opportunities there. It really comes down to both teams having the mentality that we're there to make each other better. It does get competitive. You get a chance to go against other people. But again, we want to focus on us. It's about us. If we're out there, we're doing what we're supposed to do. We play the way we were capable of playing. It's about us and not about anybody else.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks,